I'm sure that there are many factors that contribute to the reason why people don't get enough fruits and vegetables, but definitely cost is probably a factor for many people, particularly those who are at or below the federal poverty level.
And there's a price gap in fresh produce between poor and affluent neighborhoods. How does that affect this whole situation?
Of course, people that are living in affluent neighborhoods have a little more cash available, and so often their fruits and vegetables may actually be more affordable to begin with, and those in lower-income neighborhoods don't have as much money. Oftentimes, stores aren't selling as much produce, so they're charging more for the produce, and therefore, the cost is really much higher, and people just simply can't afford it.
And it's that comparative cost, a percentage of how much you have to spend on food.
Exactly. When someone is trying to feed a family of four and they've got a set amount that they have available for the week or for the month, they've got to portion that out and figure out what can they afford to buy that's going to last for their family.
And it's really important because eating fruits and vegetables can help your health in several different ways. What are some of the health incentives?
Well, definitely eating fruits and vegetables is going to make you feel healthier. And a lot of times when people feel better, they rate themselves as being healthier. It also can reduce your risk for chronic diseases such as cancer, high blood pressure, diabetes. And we know that these are diseases that also negatively impact those in lower income areas as well. So having access to those fruits and vegetables so that you can have a healthy diet can really improve your health outcome.
Are there options? Is there a significant difference between the health effects of fresh as compared to frozen or canned fruits and vegetables?
You know, I can't speak to whether or not there is a significant difference in health between the three. Definitely fresh is the best option, but if you have to have canned or frozen, it's better than none at all. And I would just say that, you know, if you can get frozen or if you have to get canned, make sure that it's either canned in water or in juice and not in any type of syrup, because that's just adding additional sugar.
It sounds like making choices is the important lesson. We tend to live by habit.
Yes, it's definitely a choice that you have to make, and it takes an effort. People who are making those choices really have to have some sort of balance so that they can get as many fruits and vegetables as possible, but also balancing that with what they can afford and, of course, things that they like.
You can find out how to get more information about the Ohio Health Issues Poll and Interact for Health on our website at wnku.org under local news. Jamie Love, thank you.
Thank you so much.